If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you on Early Break. Bill Bush out until next week. We made it to the end of the week, and media days are now a wrap, which means that college football is nearly here. Fall camp will begin almost everywhere next week. Here in Nebraska, for sure, begins on Monday. Can't wait. They have reports from practice, actual practice, not just talking in the media sessions and, you know, camps during the off season. Fall camp is here. Let's go.
Oh,
God. Sound like Bill Belichick over here. No days off. That's your favorite quote of all time from Belichick.
It was so bizarre.
The Super Bowl parade. He can't be saying anything, and he just screams, no days off. All right, Bill. You do, man.
I was laughing at the way your head was cocked in a weird position.
Man, but it happens a lot over here.
It was cocked strangely. That's a good way to open the show. We kind of made it.
Football, we did it. Congratulations, breakers out there.
Everybody.
You made it through the offseason. Yes, we still have a month and 3 days before the first game, but
no,
fall camp is here, and that means it's going to be quick. We're going to have updates every week from practice, post-practice, from media sessions, from the coaches and players, and I can't wait.
I can lay that out for you.
You think you have how many times will you have eyes on practice this fall?
Four times for a half hour each. Yeah. So next week it'll be great because Monday we might as well lay this out.
Yeah, please do.
Good morning to you. Good morning to Rudy. Rudy's always here. God bless him for that. By the way,
early on time. I never worry about Rudy.
Rudy, can I tell you something? That is an incredible trait to have.
Which has not been by any means a guarantee in years past for this show, for producers. It's been pretty good for the last several, but there was a stretch and a time where, number one, being here was not necessarily reliable and on time hardly ever.
We don't need to go into that. But
there were some times, Rudy, when 6:19 was a good day for a producer getting here for the show. 6:19.
They were all good people, though.
They were.
But Rudy, to have someone say to you, "You're low maintenance."
That's a huge compliment.
And you're low maintenance. And Rudy is the very definition of low maintenance. Do you ever worry about Rudy at all?
No.
He's not going to say anything untoward. He's not going to embarrass the show at
all.
No,
never.
Unlike
me, I embarrass the show on a daily basis. Go ahead and say it. It's fine. A constant embarrassment to the show.
I was going
to
say myself.
Okay. I guess we both embarrass the show on a daily basis. That's fine. You can accept that.
Okay, now here's the deal. On Monday, we will set eyes on practice on Monday. So that'll be what we do. Get media to get access to the first part of practice on Monday. So it's great. Right out of shoot. That'll be good. And then it's Rule and some players available for interviews. Thursday, it's Holgorsen and and Dakeel Shorts and players available for interviews. Saturdays, there's that I think it's the 1890 thing.
That's right.
Saturday.
It is.
So two times next week we will lay eyes on the team. So that's great. Yeah, we're off. We're off and running. It's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful.
It's wonderful.
It's beautiful from my standpoint because I don't have to look for things to write. It hit me. It actually hit me when I was flying to...
Bill Bush is...
Why is Bill Bush here?
Why is he unlocked? He's locked out? Why is he unlocked? He should be locked. Not locked out.
Is he joining the show?
I don't know. He told us he wasn't coming back till next week. I guess he could join. He can always join the show if he wants to.
Well, it's his show.
Yeah, but he told me he's coming back next week, so I didn't send him anything for the rundown. But
he's never this late.
No. I texted him Wednesday saying, "What should I expect you back?" He said, "Next week." I said, "Fine, great, love it. We'll see you Monday."
Okay. Well, let's see what. Let's see.
He's here though. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Let's see what this brings. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. That's the kind of the plan for next week. But I was going to say, Vegas, going to Vegas, it hit me that I don't have to look for things to write anymore. Here we go.
I have to say, I'm shocked right now.
What is going on?
I'm telling
it's
you. We weren't expecting, and we're happy to have Bill. I texted Bill Wednesday.
We're happy to have you.
I texted Bill Wednesday saying, "When should I expect you back? Is it Thursday or Friday?" He said, "Probably next week." I said, "All right, great. Monday it is. We look forward to seeing you Monday." And
you literally just get off the road.
Bill has arrived here in studio at 6:06 a.m. today.
I have some concerns. Well,
there's a change of plans, apparently.
I have some concerns immediately.
What's your concern?
Did you just arrive?
You
in
never
Lincoln,
come
Bill.
Late.
No, I've been in town a little bit. Yes, we had some trip took a little longer than William.
Did you lay your head down at any point anywhere?
Head was laid down a little bit, not on that drive that is a 13-hour drive. It took us 18.
Okay. Oh boy.
Duke is the co-pilot. There's a couple.
Why did it take 18?
A couple
hours?
Gaffes, and there was a couple gaffes.
Why did it take 18?
Just a lot of stops. A lot of one point in time we ran low on gas.
Uh oh,
and then. Realized that there was no gas in the future on the road.
Where were you?
So we had to double back.
That's a problem.
In the Dakotas?
Was that? No, we were actually in Iowa at the time.
Really?
I-29 when this happened. So we had to double back. So that was never good when you're going backwards from your site.
No. That's not good at all.
No, it's a bad feeling.
So that's a horrifying
feeling. We're backtracking here. It's not good.
You were backtracking on I-29.
Yes. Yes, that's that
happened. Did you keep your sense of humor?
At that point in time, not a lot.
What was the time, Bill, at this?
We were already into about hour 15 or so at that time.
That
so
tests your sense of humor.
Tests my sense of humor. I'm just like, is there any chance that anybody's going to look at the gas gauge? Is there anyone, is it ever going to come up at all?
You doubled back. Oh, so, that would be hard at hour 15. Woo.
It was a lot.
What time did we arrive in Lincoln, Bill?
I don't know. I got to bed about 1:30.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, so only a couple hours to go then. So,
I feel sort of guilty that you felt compelled to be here. 1:30.
It was late. It was late night.
You're unshorn.
Yes. I don't know what that means.
That's too big a word for me. I don't know.
I'm not used to seeing you with unshaved.
Yes, I'm. Yeah,
he went. Sure. He went on vacation. Yes. He went fishing.
Went to vacation. Yes, there's not a
didn't
lot.
Didn't bring
of
the razor with him. That's preferred. Actually, preferred when you go on trip. Time.
Welcome to Lincoln.
It's nice to be back in Lincoln.
Yeah, welcome to Lincoln. Welcome to downtown Lincoln.
It's good to have you back, Bill.
Here every day.
It's just yeah.
Well, you've been gone.
We didn't change studios or anything.
No,
like
we're still
that.
Here. Same spot.
Same studio. Yes.
Same spot.
It feels brand new. Yeah.
It wasn't gone that long. It's just gone a week.
Bill Bush is with us.
Yes, he is.
As a guest. As a guest.
He's our co-host. We thought he'd be back Monday, but he's back today, which is great, which is awesome.
Yeah, that scared me when you were in the window. Yeah. Like, whoa.
I was a little scared.
Everything okay here?
Jake didn't look right. He didn't know what was going on.
Well, I was cocked weird all day, by the way.
I was confused.
His head was cocked in a strange way in the first segment.
I thought you'd be driving still today, so I was like, oh, Bill will be back Monday. So that's why I was surprised to see you, Bill. Welcome. You guys made the long drive, though.
Long drive. It got dicey, obviously, coming back through customs. As anytime, foreign country. And on the way up, we got detained. We were detained, yes.
In what manner?
You guys need to pull off to your left and over here. And then we got brought in. We were at the border for quite some time.
There was a discrepancy in Duke's timeline on some situations, and so we got detained. And so Duke had to spend some extra time with the Canadian, the Mounties.
How'd that go for him?
We made it.
Okay. How many people in the car?
Four of us. Really nice. And, but basically, during the time of additional questioning like that, it was only the three people. I mean, the four people that got detained were just us. Cars were whipping through the border pretty easily. But
discrepancy in timeline.
Yes, discrepancy in timeline, and maybe information that was disclosed. And so that was. I'll just leave it at that.
Did he not convey?
Through it all. Okay. We got through it all, which was very good.
Was there ever any concern that you were going to jail?
Never a concern that because after we went through, we all had additional questioning, and then I got my passport stamped that I was good to go. But
okay,
there was one Dwayne E. Roberts needed to go to the back room for additional questioning, just to make sure the time, some things added up, and she had to get some things added up.
They're
a little
that
bit.
Stringent.
It was stringent, yes, but we made it through. So
God,
that was
Canadians.
The border could be a problem. It can be a pain in the butt. Really? We had it on the way to Niagara Falls one time. My buddy, he got stopped for like 2 hours for some reason. It was minimal. Like no issue at all.
None.
Oh. I don't know why I got stopped, but it was like, why are we here for 2 hours waiting to checking out the whole car?
When you were in your book selling day?
No, this is post-college, like 2015.
Oh.
But it is annoying. They take that very seriously.
You took a trip to Niagara Falls.
Well, I went to Toronto. We stopped at Niagara Falls and went to Toronto. It was quick.
Okay, you went up to Toronto.
Yeah. That was on the way to Toronto. That's why we did that.
And there was quite a line coming back.
Was there?
Quite a line. So that was, well, we got through very quickly coming back. That was not an issue. But we were also held up there for like over an hour just because the line was so long. So then we caught the shift change too. We get up to the door.
Oh boy.
Hang on a second. We're changing shifts.
Oh boy.
So that got us again.
Oh boy.
So anyway, we're back and safe.
I-29. I'm going to go back to that. Where was that?
Ottawa. And then the kicker was that we're going to pull off in Ottawa.
Okay.
And the off ramp, the bridge was closed.
Oh no.
So that's where we're going to get gas. Then we proceed down the highway to go further down. Then we realize that there's a chance that the truck said only said we had 40 miles left. And the next stop is at 25 miles.
Okay.
But then we don't know if that's going to happen.
You're
exactly.
In danger zone at that point.
So, but we still pushed it down the highway like 10, 12 miles before we made the decision to go back. Then we had to take an off ramp. Then from there, we couldn't get back on the interstate. So then we had to drive on gravel roads to get back to the interstate.
Not good.
What did the fuel range say when you officially got to the gas tank?
12 miles.
12.
We had 12 miles.
Dude.
Now, this is driving down an interstate. Basically, when about 2 hours in when you're still hours 2 hours from the border while you're in Canada, it's a straight shot all the way home, and we managed to go by probably over 100 gas stations and didn't stop.
Yeah, 0 for 100.
He's just pushing it. Is he tired?
What's that?
Delirious.
He looked also. I'm not going to name names. He was not the driver.
Oh. Okay.
At this time.
Okay.
It was his. It
you
was,
don't have to name names.
It okay, was so. His. It was his truck.
Okay. This is not really truck. Duke's fault then.
He was co-piloting, okay. So I think he falls somewhere with that. But
you were in the back.
Not directly. I was in the back. Mm. And that just concerned.
I bet.
Concerned.
Yeah. I would have been concerned.
Yeah, the turnaround. And that late long drive, that is one of the more annoying things
in
life, probably.
Easily by midnight, which would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, would have been in bed by midnight.
The turnaround is...
That's depressing.
Thank God.
That sucks.
Yeah. But thank you.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Bill. And sorry you had issues at the border as well.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for... persevering. Wow.
Keep going.
For sharing the story. That's amazing. So Canada, how was Canada?
It was awesome.
Did you catch some fish?
Had good weather, basically. Had one day we had to fish in the rain all day.
Okay.
By 2 days. Okay. Some high winds some days.
That's
but
good.
It was great. Everything was great.
Did you have rain gear?
I had rain gear.
That's good. You're prepared for that.
It was rain gear. Didn't work so well. It must have been something because when you're in rain at that level for that long. It poured as hard as it could pour for like 2-3 hours. It was a lot. When I stood up, water actually ran down the inside of my pants.
That's the problem.
That was, so the rain gear did not really do its job that well. Oh, so
no.
I was soaked.
Oh no.
Yeah. Was it warm?
Was that, wasn't that bad. It wasn't brutally cold. The highest it got up to about 77, but boy, at night it was incredible. Get up in the morning and be up in the 40s.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
In late July.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh,
you know me.
Oh God.
That was excitement.
Hey, it is kind of dark out, by the way.
It is.
Yeah. 6:15. It's light by now.
So 40s. 40s. Yeah. Whereabouts in Canada?
Ontario.
So do people Ontario. Know where that is?
I think some people do.
No, Toronto is in Ontario. Toronto is in Ontario, right?
Is it? I don't think so. I think there's one.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it?
Is there another province over? Is it right?
Toronto is definitely Ontario.
Is it?
Yeah.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
That sounds right.
Definitely right.
So anyway, it's Ontario, but up through Manitoba, then took a right at Winnipeg.
Oh.
Took a right at Winnipeg.
Okay, I know Winnipeg.
Just below Winnipeg.
That's where the jockey took my truck to Winnipeg. Yes. I know where that is.
And he bought you, what was the cassette?
Molly Hatchet.
Flirting with Disaster.
He didn't buy it. He just left it in there.
Left it in there.
Yeah.
Gorilla Bear is curious. What lake was it, Bill? Do you know what lake?
Lac Seul.
That's the one. He's been to Lac Seul, he says. Yes. I spent a lot of time on Lac Seul.
What's it like? What's Lac Seul?
Well, it's 150 miles long.
Okay.
Whoa.
Big lake.
It's 150 miles long. Yes, just imagine a lake from here to Kearney.
So what's McConaughey? No. I mean, how many miles is that?
I don't know. That's big, too, but it's not... It's not that big.
It's not like that.
No, it's not
even close.
From here to Kearney, good God.
Here.
Yeah. The big lake.
Here. This
ChatGPT.
Okay.
Chat. You guys chat.
The size of Lake McConaughey.
I'll handle this.
150 miles long.
You guys talk.
A massive lake.
A lot of islands. So it was very good. What have you guys been doing? How was Vegas, Steve?
I'm looking something up.
Let's get on to college. Let's go to sports.
We got to do roll call still, too. We want to wrap up Idle Chit Chat. Sip went to the Golden Steer in Vegas. He had a great meal there.
The Golden Steer.
He had a great meal. Great. He says it's the best steak he's ever had.
Man. No, I was.
What did you say? You said it was.
The best experience I've ever had.
The steak goes into that.
Yeah, the steak
was. You had a ribeye.
The steak was really good.
You had a Caesar salad.
Did you Uber?
No. Las Vegas and New York are two of the last. I'm trying to do this. Multitask here. Las Vegas and New York are the two last cab towns. And cabs in Vegas are you go with cabs.
It's fun to walk out in the cab line. It's fun to they're just whoop
right.
Whipping you up right there. Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice.
And they handle it well.
Yeah, they do.
You're well traveled.
Not well traveled. I've been to Vegas several times.
Well-traveled.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
Just walk out. There's not a lot of conversation. Just walk right out and hop in a cab.
I'll be back at Vegas, trust me.
Brett says McConaughey is 22 miles
oh,
long.
Oh, God.
That's what we're talking about.
22 miles.
And that's a huge, like, this is way bigger than Lake McConaughey. It's like six times the size.
Oh, my God. That's
a big lake.
That's
seven
like
times
ocean.
The size.
It's like you're on your own little lake, though, the whole way. Because it just keeps going and islands and different stuff. So it's just ongoing. You really can't tell. So not a lot of big open water. There's a few spots, but... Anyway,
150 miles.
Yes.
Is it rough water?
No, not that bad. We have a little bit of ways, but you can get out of it because there's so many islands. There's ways to get to move around.
McConaughey can
maneuver.
Get surprisingly rough waters.
Yes.
Are you an expert in McConaughey?
Yes, I came out on that when I
kayaked through it.
When I kayaked, you come out of the river onto McConaughey in the middle of it. And if you catch it on a windy day, it's trouble. I mean, we were in trouble. Oh. I mean, it was all we could do to get to shore. I mean, you're a long.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
What did I say? I didn't say it.
You didn't, but.
What do you think I was going to say?
Rhymed with bass.
Yeah.
You're a long way away from shore.
Jeez, that I got a little crazy there for a second.
Is that crazy?
No, it's all right.
In this world, it's not. I mean.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Come on. Anyway, what else? What else? What else about the trip?
He won't know about Vegas now.
We're on Vegas. We've moved on.
We have
trip.
Established Vegas. Yeah, Vegas, you gave an update yesterday on the show.
Oh, but I don't know. I don't like to talk about the Golden Steer.
What was your side?
I don't like to talk about because it feels like you're bragging a little bit. You know,
I've never even heard of the Golden Steer. Is that a classic?
It's
Vegas?
Super nice. Is it? Yeah, it's
one everything of the, in Vegas is super nice.
Yeah, it's known for it. Everybody kept telling me, you got to get the tableside Caesar, and I'm like, okay, I'll do that. It's a Caesar salad, but then when you get it, you understand. Okay, this is not. This is. I don't know how to describe what it is. I don't know the ingredients, although they tell you as they're putting them in. They're putting them in, and you know, there's a waiter who's talking real fast, and he's saying this is what we're putting in it as he's making it. I actually do have a video of it, but I haven't watched it.
You took a video where they made the
salad? Another person didn't send it to me, and it was good. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I will push back on that. That's a hill that I will die on.
What's that?
That I'll push back, that I'm never going to be, as far as sides, make sure you get the side Caesar. That's never going to be one that, like, it's not going to be my go-to. No matter how good, I'm never going to have
I think you almost have to get it.
I would like it there, and I would have it, and I would enjoy it. It's never going to be my go-to conversation, though.
No.
There's going to be some sort of a potato, some sort of something else that's like the ultimate
side.
Well,
the potato was good. It was just good. I mean, we covered it yesterday. We don't need to cover it today.
No, we don't need to do that.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com. For the first time ever, Sip had an idea. So
Bill's here.
You had an idea for the roll call.
We're going with Sipple.
So we are for this one today. It's time for the roll call. Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and Sip. What do you want from the Breakers today? You told me before the show you wanted to have for the roll call.
I just said I had an idea because I didn't think Bill was going to be here, but you can still
do
it.
No, we're doing your idea.
What's the idea?
I was just going to say, because it's football season and the games are nearing, what is the tailgate food you have to have?
Okay.
That you have to have.
Tailgate food.
That you can't really do without.
Is beer an option for this?
Yes, drink's fine. Just anything.
Tailgate food option.
Tailgate food option.
No, that you can't do without.
Yes. Okay, now one thing.
If you show up and it's not there, then it's trouble.
What's your answer? Yeah. You don't tailgate much, but if you were...
I'll tailgate at all. Brats, probably.
That's a good one.
But I don't tailgate. I'm trying to think if I ever... Have I ever tailgated? I don't think so.
Probably not.
I'm never tailgating.
Bill, would you have an answer if you were tailgating, a food that you need to have there?
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Really?
That'd be pretty good, too.
Yeah, I love a deviled egg. It's a side thing that no one's really watching you when you eat it, and you have a couple of them like that, and then you have a couple more. No one really knows what's going
on.
Pop
them in.
And just pop them in. They're so good, a little paprika on top.
Pop them in like
they're incredible.
Aspirin.
Yeah. I mean, they taste better than an aspirin would. So I don't know if that would even make any sense at all.
Well,
is one the aspirin or you want the...
in that nobody notices.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I would hit up brats for sure. Brats are a staple at a tailgate.
What kind of brats?
I like pineapple brats.
Yeah, I know.
But I would eat any type of brat. I don't love the cheddar brat, but I would have anything bratwurst would be great.
Don't like the cheddar brat.
I don't like cheddar brat. No, I'm out in that. Let's go to the text line. Gary in Lexington, Kentucky, 46 years old, brats. Jason Ceresco, hot wings, age 42. Lou in Orlando, age 80, pork chops. I've never seen a pork chop ever in my life at tailgate.
This is new for me. I've never seen one.
Pork chop.
I've never heard of a pork chop at a tailgate.
Imagine that. Is Lou here? Lou's not here. Why not?
We didn't have any pork chops. He lives in Florida, so maybe it's something they do down there. I've never seen a pork chop at a tailgate.
Pork chop.
I like that.
Bill and Bennett, age 60, pulled pork sandwich. Chet in Nebraska City, age 32, buffalo chicken dip.
Okay.
Popular.
Solid. Dip is also, it's a nice sidebar. I like the sidebars better.
Sean and DeWitt, little smokies.
Okay.
Will in Fullerton says, obviously, it's beer. I mean, that's a go-to there, obviously.
Applied Connect.
That's right. Rosebud in Elmwood, meat and queso dip is the go-to at the tailgate.
Oh, I like that.
Reed in Des Moines, pulled pork. John in Roscoe, Illinois, beer brats. Not beer and brats, but beer brats.
Beer brats.
Boston Sports 21 is walking in GI right now. Wings.
I'll get in some fitness.
Fitness in Grand Island.
Oh, good.
Eric and Hickman, brat/Polish dog. McSafety and Kozad, Philly cheesesteak. Go-to for
Philly
the tailgate.
Philly cheesesteak, again, very specific.
I don't see that at tailgates.
Don't see that one very often. Some people operate in different crowds, obviously. little more high end.
I think some people do operate.
Yeah, if you're going to the pork chop and Philly cheesesteak tailgate, you're operating. It's a different income tax bracket.
You've seen them though. Some of them are very elaborate.
Sean in Omaha, as of yesterday, 56 years old, beer at the tailgate.
Beer.
Jamie with his dogs, Huskers and Rooster in Des Moines, says Little Smokies.
Okay. Anything you need with a toothpick's incredible
That's
food.
That's true. Let's see. We have Corey at Duncan says, doesn't give me a food, just says hi. Good morning. Kent, age 61, beef jerky at the tailgate.
Jerky at the tailgate. Simple. Jerky.
Ben in Boston, hot dog, jockstrap, working out in Imperial, cold adult beverages and smoked meats.
Smoked meats.
Okay.
John in Fremont, beer. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, doing fitness right now. Jalapeno poppers.
Got a lot of people
That's your must for a tailgate. Jalapeno poppers.
Because you're deep fat frying that. That's something that you're very committed as a tailgate. When you say, listen, bring in some hot grease.
Yep.
Once
well,
you make
people do it, though, you know.
Yeah, oh, they do it. Yeah, absolutely. But that's a commitment at another level.
Chad in Texas says chips and queso is a must. Chris from Holdridge, our friend at Score One Smoking, says
Score One.
Got to have wings in the fryer at the tailgate.
In the fryer. There's another person committed.
You
want to
be at Chris's tailgate.
Well, Chris, that would be probably the ultimate tailgate. Score One.
Yeah, he wins awards for
his cooking. For his cooking.
Yeah. In my shop in Lincoln, Garage Jeff says chips and cheese. Jake in Utica, brats and beer. Travis in Wamego, Kansas, listening via the podcast. Doesn't give me any sort of answer there. Okay. Good morning, Travis. T and Davey, baked beans with Ruffles. He's old, he says.
Baked beans. That sounds good.
Baked beans and Ruffles. That sounds pretty
solid. That sounds good.
Zonk, Bloody Mary. just give me the drink with the, you know,
Bloody Mary's
all the
a
stuff
great,
in
it's
it.
It's a great drink.
It's pretty good.
Brad in Muscatine, Iowa, Buffalo Chicken Dip. Isaac, finger food wins. That's very not specific.
Vague.
Yeah. Very vague. It's fine. Jim in Lebanon, Indiana. Hot Italian sausage with Mancini sweet peppers. So that
wow.
is very in-depth there.
Thank you. And that sounds
that does
incredible.
Sound, that sounds awesome.
God dang it. That is beautiful. People have fun out there.
Alan in Orlando, age 37, pork belly burnt ends. That's your must at a tailgate. That seems like it's very specific.
Pork belly burnt
not
ends.
Not trying to take a
burnt.
Shot.
That's no,
very
don't.
Specific, though.
Burnt ends would be one of the lead meats, though.
That's very good.
These people do it right. Nice job.
Stan and Bennett, Polish dog. We got Jose in Burwell.
Burwell.
After night two of Nebraska's big rodeo.
Rodeo. How's the weather? Give us a weather update,
it's warm
too.
Warm out there.
Wait a second. The Burwell rodeo's going on right now?
Right now.
They've had some storms also pass through.
They've already had two nights, so this is day three today.
Report in on the rodeo if
yes.
you can.
It's Jose out there. Joe in Boulder says deep fried pasta. What in the world is going on with it?
Deep fried pasta. Never heard of it.
Never heard of this before.
Never even heard of it.
I haven't.
That's
I have
an odd
neither.
One for me to say. There was a food that was just named for your must have for a tailgate that I've never even heard of.
Deep fried pasta. Yeah. Vancer and
Get
Seward.
Get the bow tie pasta and just throw it in the cooker.
Casey's breakfast pizza from Vancer and Seward. I can't forget YouTube here. I promise I'd get
to that. Tube.
Tater Lincoln says Fairbury hot dogs and brats. Good answer. Very Nebraskan. Rock Troy in Rock County wings. Chris said food is unimportant. Great friends at the tailgate is most important.
Well, okay.
Okay, didn't answer the question then.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Jake scolded him.
Bolt says I'm with Bill on deviled eggs or potato salad at the tailgate.
Potato salad. I like the potato salad also has some eggs mixed in with
it. I was just going to say you can put your deviled eggs in the potato salad.
And then you really have something. Yeah.
Dustin says wings on YouTube. Tyler says GI, Bloody Mary. Genghis in Hondo, Texas, ribs / wings. So that's two options there.
Okay. Dang.
And Brian says, how about a brat with an over-easy egg on an English muffin? Is the go-to for the tailgate.
Okay, very complicated. Yeah, a high-end.
I'd be lost at that tailgate. I'd be like, what's going on here?
Egg McMuffin. It's a high-end McDonald's Egg McMuffin. Is what it is.
Does sound like it.
If you would have done favorite kickoff time, I was thinking about that one. Would everybody just pick like night game?
I don't know about that. I think 2:30 is pretty
You'd
popular.
You'd probably get some 2:30s in there, I think.
If you asked a bar owner, I'd say 2:30 because I get dinner crowd and I get lunch crowd over
there.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously it depends who you ask.
But a lot of people like that too. They get home not at midnight from the game.
But it's one of two probably, right?
Yeah, no one's going to say 11 a.m.
There'll be a couple of people, and they'll do that just to annoy me.
Yeah,
They don't mean it. They're doing to poke the bear. They're just trying to
11 a.m.
Yeah, 11 a.m. That's my favorite.
That is the roll call, sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south the 48th and Holdridge. Billiards, darts, karaoke, great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge at Madsen's.
EJ's?
EJ's Bar. Yeah, that's right. That's the bar. That's the bar there.
I think Fridays are really good. That's a good time to go.
Media days have wrapped up across the country. I think yesterday was interesting that we heard reports that North Carolina potentially is wanting to pursue the SEC as a move for a conference. You saw that on 3. I saw it reported for media days in the ACC. And I don't know, again, how long that would take if that's legitimate, but is that something that they should pursue, or the SEC should pursue North Carolina?
Did you listen on the radio?
I didn't listen to a lot of radio. I really didn't. We mostly had like the radio on with music on. I did listen like the last couple hours. I put my headphones on and let that and listen to a little
what
bit.
What were you guys listening to?
A mixtape. I don't know. It was some sort of whatever.
Really? So not just pure radio?
Not just pure radio. No, it was a...
Duke had a mixtape?
Duke had a... yes, Bob did. Bob had the mixtape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't like a cassette tape going in, but it was like his selection of travel music, he called it.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of different stuff came up.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, very aggressive.
But I would have been more inclined just to have the radio. Let's just do the radio.
It's kind of fun to listen to, like, what's going on in North Dakota or South Dakota, see what's going on, maybe catch something local.
Or just listen to Sirius.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad, too. But I put my headphones on, listening, but I didn't catch any of this. The one thing I did pick up on from just it no one talked about it, on a reason why the SEC has such an answer. Because they have the footprint. Because I was listening to the Big Ten network, and they started talking about the Lincoln Riley and the different, and just talking about that it goes from Seattle, Washington, to Oregon, to L.A. to Maryland, and that's your conference footprint, and all the way across. And you listen, and you see the SEC, and guess where they're at? They're in the Southeast.
Everybody,
that's where they're at, and so everyone's there. So they added Texas, Oklahoma. That didn't go outside their footprint. North Carolina really doesn't go outside their footprint that far with South Carolina
being right there.
It's not that far. So for that reason, one thing that the SEC I know wouldn't do also be like, you know what? I think Arizona State and Arizona is not going to be a good fit for us. That's not happening. Or maybe we can get Cal and Stanford to come to the SEC. Not doing it. So that they have a very big advantage with this having a footprint that works.
Yeah, in terms of if Carolina were to depart or at least consider pursuing the SEC, you wonder about if other teams on the ACC would follow. Is the ACC on good footing? I mean, we always question the conference because they added teams from the West Coast. That makes no sense. Stanford and Cal makes no sense in the ACC. If they were to depart, does Clemson look at departing? If that's the case, we know Florida State's not happy. We know Clemson has not been happy in years past. So maybe that would be the move for them to start pursuing leaving the conference and making it a super conference.
I mean, the report mentions Clemson, that this could be Clemson going too. I mean, this is, you know what the report's from? It's Inside Carolina is who's reporting this. And it's the reason they're reporting is because the exit fee drops so much in the year from now, which is like $165 million as the exit fee, by the year 2030. It's $93 million, and then in 2031, it's $75 million. Well, I mean, we're talking about down the road. Yeah, this is down. This isn't imminent, and it's not even. It just is in sort of the talking stages. The report's pretty. I mean, the language is not particularly strong. You know, it's just very much in the talking stages right now. But you know. They're not talking about going to the Big Ten.
No.
So, I mean, that's significant, I guess.
I thought yesterday compared to, now again, maybe biased because Nebraska was day one, but it seemed like a slower news day in terms of ACC and Big Ten media days yesterday wrapping up in those conferences. I mean, you had some decent conversations Tuesday, Wednesday with the coaches. I thought yesterday was pretty tame. Not much. I mean, Lincoln Riley spoke yesterday for USC. Deshaun Foster kind of made fun of himself for last year's opening statement, saying, "Hi, my name's Deshaun Foster. We're from LA, or we're from UCLA. We're in Los Angeles." kind of mocked himself for that statement last year. But overall, a pretty unnewsworthy day in the media days yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't really.
And Belichick spoke at ACC media days.
Yeah, he was kind of funny, actually. I don't think there's anything crazy that came out of it, except what's going on with North Carolina, maybe looking at the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge, which I guess makes sense. I don't understand it. The Clemson thing is interesting because they would have to go. I don't know what South Carolina would say about it. If South Carolina would want them in the SEC.
Well, they wouldn't want them, but I don't know. that's for sure. Sometimes it doesn't really matter. A&M didn't want Texas in, and they've let them in. So it wasn't done if it matters very much. But I think it's a complete non-story. It's like, and I don't know if North Carolina's looking at them. Of course they're looking at them. There's a lot of people going like, is the SEC looking at them? Is more of the
what's the story? What's a big story? Was there a big story yesterday at all?
No, I think it was a pretty slow day in terms. Again, all these schools all spoke. I didn't hear any sort of big fodder yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Didn't Sharon Moore speak yesterday? Mm-hmm. I listened to his interview. I thought it was really good. I didn't know if that was from yesterday though. I didn't know what day
I think
was
it was
listening
from
to.
Yeah, I think I heard it too. I think it was from yesterday.
What what did he say? Anything of note?
No, not he's talking about Chip Lindsey, their offensive coordinator.
Gotcha.
No, I mean he's good. He didn't say anything particularly notable.
Exactly. Yeah. But he did speak though.
I thought it was interesting to hear that they're 10 deep on the defensive line.
That's
he says
that's good.
He said helps. Basically he's just like we're 10 deep. We'll rotate 10. He said
that helps.
He thinks that both edges on both, so they have four edge guys and and they got six in the middle. And so he goes, it'll be a lot of rotation and just hitting you at waves. I thought right away, I was like, oh, wow. When you have, when you get his tell, he was excited about his D-line. And they lost D-line.
They lost two first-round picks, Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham.
And they feel really, really good about him with some of their new additions. He kind of named a couple off. I can't recall them off the top of my head. But he was, all he talked about really was that, was their mass he felt really, really good about. And he talked about players that started. I didn't realize this. I think it was their right tackle. Started against Alabama, and he hadn't played all year in the bowl game. He started against Alabama,
in the
had
game
not
that they won.
Played all year, and so and they win the game against Alabama with somebody that at right tackle that had never played. I was blown away by that. So when you listen to those interviews, you hear interesting things. Lincoln Riley talking about
that
what his team looks like.
Must be Andrew Sprague,
tackle for Michigan.
Yeah, redshirt freshman.
Yeah, so it was pretty remarkable to hear to listen to him talk at length with it. So, and UCLA feels very confident too. You could tell.
When we come back, it's time to age gracefully with Sip next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MacWeldon.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.